Welcome to the Women in EMS Michigan Chapter Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Boss. Joining me on this episode is Michelle Anderson and Michelle Reinert from Safe Tech Solutions, LLP. In this podcast episode, I sit down with Michelle and Michelle to learn more about their newly developed course focused on emerging female leaders. Now let's get into it. Well, welcome, Michelle Anderson. Would you mind telling the audience a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, Andrea. I'm the Director of Administration for Lakes Region EMS in Minnesota, the founding advisor of Women in Emergency Services, cost data collection faculty for the American Ambulance Association, and I'm finishing up my MBA in strategy and execution, which will be complete in May of this year. I have a deep desire to help women succeed in all aspects of life. This passion drove me to take an executive coaching class through UC Berkeley. I've had the privilege to coach women across the nation, many in EMS, pushing them to take control of their success by gaining clarity about what's holding them back. Last but not least, and most importantly, I'm a mother of two and a wife of 25 years, and I could not do it without their support.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Michelle Anderson. Michelle Reinert, welcome. Would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you, Andrea, for this wonderful opportunity. My name is Michelle Reinert, and I don't come from the EMS industry. I have a BS in biochemistry and a global MBA. Both degrees are from the University of Minnesota. I've got 30 years of work experience in the medical device and pharmaceutical industries, and currently I'm working at Medtronic, where I've been there for about 20 years. And now my personal passion for women's development really got its start very early on in my career, because I was always wondering, well, where are the women and how many women leaders are? And when you look around the table, how many women are in the room? And that really sparked, I'm going to say, a personal deep motivation to really study women's development and women's leadership and to understand why were women missing at the table. And so one of the opportunities that I had at Medtronic was to design a women's development program for our operations functions. And that program has been tremendously successful. And so I wanted to take that learnings that I had, you know, I'm going to call it first principles research. I've read all the different research articles to understand what is holding women back. And then my connection with Michelle, my husband leads one of the EMS companies, and she and I were talking one day, and we were talking about women's development, and, you know, sparks were just going and energy was awesome. And we found that there's really a lot of common challenges for women, no matter what industry we're in. And so I'm just really excited here to be able to help, you know, women in another industry and bring more women to the table.
Amazing. Thank you for that. So, Michelle Reinert, to continue the conversation, tell us a little bit about Safe Tech Solutions. You know, you told us a little bit about how you got involved, but tell us more.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am married to Aaron Reinert. He is the owner of Safe Tech Solutions. Safe Tech Solutions has been around for about 15 years, and they started the company focusing on the EMS industry. And over the past 5 years, SafeTech has really begun expanding beyond the EMS industry. I myself have taken the Leadership Academy courses, found them extremely helpful, extremely useful. So I know the foundation and the curriculum of SafeTech Solutions. And then based upon my own research, I did take a look at the SafeTech Solutions and I identified a gap. So I spoke with Aaron and with conversations with Michelle, we decided to develop a course specifically. It's actually a development series, the Women's Development Series. And we're specifically offering an emerging female leader class coming up.
Yeah, so I've heard. And it looks like an amazing course with multiple levels to it and some really good topic areas. So, Michelle Anderson, what is the mission of Safe Tech Solutions?
The mission of Safe Tech Solutions is really to guide individuals, organizations, communities, and governments towards a reliable, sustainable, and high-quality organizational mission. So they have a specialized focus on leaders and leading organizations, which you'll see throughout all of their courses.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And to lead directly into that, Michelle Reiner, what about the Emerging Female Leader course? Can you tell us more about the details of the course, like who should be taking it, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. And thanks for asking that question. So we understand the challenges that women face in the workplace, regardless of industry. Oftentimes it comes down to, there's some hard skills, right, around financial acumen, strategic acumen, and business acumen, which is we spend one day on those three topics. We also will be spending some time on personal competencies. So these are things about yourself and where and how you grow, how you understand things, what from your past might be preventing your future and how to overcome them. And then the third day, we spend focusing on others and how do you develop others? And what does it really mean to be someone else's advocate? We spend a little bit of time also talking about how do you straighten others' crowns, right? It's a great female reference, but we do enjoy being able to talk about how do we elevate other people in the opportunities in our day-to-day work. And then also one of those things that comes with that is being able to, you know, the concept of a mindset shift to be able to overcome what's holding us back.
Wow, that sounds incredible. So Michelle Anderson, who should enroll in this course and why? Is it a manager level course, a executive level course, or should it be people of all levels?
Really, it's designed for early to mid-career women, but females in every level will take something away from this. It's the bonding, it's the strengthening those personal competencies, building that foundational business, strategic, and financial acumen, and expanding your network of these strong women. I would encourage really any level of leader to attend this class.
Wonderful. Sounds like a great course. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share about the course before we get into our podcast signature question?
Yeah, there's one more piece I'd like to just emphasize. We haven't spoke about it yet, is the Emerging Leader course is going to be held March 25th through the 27th at Life EMS in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we're currently accepting registration right now at the safetechsolutions.com website.
Wonderful. Okay, everybody, you know where to go register. So if there's nothing else, I'll get into the podcast signature question. So, Michelle Reiner, this is for you first. What does the field of EMS look like 50 years from now?
Well, thank you, Andrea. That question is really difficult for me to answer because I'm not, you know, core to the EMS industry. But what I would like to share is about where I see our female leaders and female leadership in EMS going in the next 50 years. I see leaders, as I look back over history, our grandmothers, our mothers have all built steps for us to take. And I continue to see that going forward. I see a future where women are very comfortable in being able to take that step, that we're not afraid anymore, that there's nothing that's holding us back to be able to take that step into leadership. And I see a very strong and well-educated female workforce in our future. And it all starts with us. It all starts individually in our own homes, in our workplace, in being able to help recognize the skills and talents that women have, being able to leverage our superpowers, and being able to take that forward and create those steps for the next generations to take.
Thank you for that. Michelle Anderson, what does the field of EMS look like 50 years from now?
Wow, that is a big question to ask. So the field of EMS, I believe, will be drastically different from how we're paid to the type of equipment that's used. Modern medicine, as we all know, is rapidly changing and we need to change with it. We're in a time that kind of feels uneasy with the No Surprises Act and our ability to recruit and retain extraordinary staff members. It's in that uneasy that we can really create change and reform for EMS across the nation. So pursuing excellence and creating reform in EMS now will create that sustainability that we need for EMS in the future. Now is the time to come together so we have EMS in 50 years.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you both for joining me on this episode of Women in EMS Michigan Chapter Podcast. To join WISE as a member, you can find us at womeninemergencyservices.org. WISE membership offers mentorship, networking opportunities, career development resources, an exclusive online community, educational opportunities, and member events. student and organizational discounted packages are available. To learn more about the Michigan Women in EMS chapter, you can reach out to Lori Thiel at lthiel, T-H-I-E-L, at mobilemedical.org. To catch the next podcast episodes, you can subscribe to the Women in EMS chapter podcast on your favorite podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, etc., by searching Moz Monthly. Don't forget to follow Wheeze on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We'll see you soon on the next episode of Women in EMS Michigan Chapter Podcast. Thanks again.